You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, I know this voice. You know who this is. You don't know.
Hold on.
Listen closely. You hear this voice every morning.
I hear this voice every morning.
I'm not kidding. Every morning at an early hour, you hear this voice.
I don't know who it is.
It's Johnny Grimmer. Johnny Grimmer wrote our open.
Oh, he did our open.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. This is him.
Nice.
Yeah, he's talented, huh?
Very good.
I'm impressed. Very impressed. He's got, I guess, a new album out.
I like it.
It's called Lottery, and it's out today on Spotify, Apple, and Amazon.
Nice.
Yeah, this is what we do. We promote our own.
Well, shouldn't we?
Of course we should. He took the time to write our open for us. We should absolutely take the time to give him the respect and courtesy of mentioning this new album. So congratulations for that. By the way, you had a terrible misstep. You didn't invite Debbie to the tailgate and the show next week?
I was supposed to do that?
Well, yeah, I think so.
No.
Why
would I do that?
Well, because it's really your show. I'm just here to facilitate you.
Oh, no. Your name is on the show.
Well, now
it
is.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't start out on the show.
Well, it's because you have a cumbersome last name. It's
sorry. Let me blame my relatives and the history of my name.
There's a lot of people in show business that change their last name.
Why would I change my? It's not. But that's my last name. I'm going to change
it. Tighten up.
What do you want, David Roth?
Like Roth, Dave Berger.
No, Dave Berger.
Dave Berg.
No,
Dave Berger.
No, the name is Rothenberg. That's the name. It's not like you have some. It's not like your Rick Deep, DiPietro is. It's a cumbersome name.
What?
That'd be a great name.
It would be a great name.
Dickie Deep.
Yeah, Richard Deep.
I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe we switch the name to Deep and Burger.
You know what? He'd have to write a new open.
All right.
There you go.
Johnny gets to work.
Deep and Burger. It's got a ring to it.
It sounds
nice. Ring to it.
That should have been the name of the show.
So you didn't invite Debbie.
I thought that Debbie was invited. I just naturally thought that Debbie was invited by the people that set up the tailgate.
By the way, my son sends his best.
No, no.
His name is Brian, but his nickname, Knuckles.
All right. So in sincerity, Debbie, of course you're welcome. We'd love to see you. We'd love to have you for the event. So why don't you come do the traffic live at Publicans and then come with us for the tailgate and then come to the game with us? Love that.
At least come to, she should do this. She could come to Publicans, do it live.
Do the live traffic.
Yeah, live traffic. And yeah.
Right.
See, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. It's my own fault because I assumed. And you know what happens when you assume, right?
Yeah.
Especially with this company, that they're having all these fancy meetings that they keep talking about when we got yelled at for all the legalese and everything with these giveaways. Oh, we had these big important meetings with this guy and that guy. That this would have been something that they thought about, but
no.
Clearly not.
No.
So I'll take the blame. I'll hold the L for this one.
No, I think it's our fault. Debbie, we want you there. It would be better with you there. Let me just give you this little nugget, too. Less than a week away. We're 6 days away, June 1. You can hang with us all day long. If you don't know about this somehow, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning from Publicans in Manhasset for a special pregame broadcast and music from Randy and the Zoo. It steps away from the Manhasset train station, LIRR. So we're going to walk over there after the show, take the train to Citi Field, and tailgate in lot F before the afternoon game against the Dirty Phillies. And it's all brought to you by the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the Window and Glass Dealers Association of New York, and Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. So there you go. It's all set. It's next week, and you should be there.
She definitely has to be there.
You know who else I'd like to invite to this?
Everybody?
No, yes, Dan Grasso.
Mayor Quimby.
Yeah, well, because I heard
everybody!
Someone last week call his Saturday show and say, are you going to be at the tailgate? He's like, I wasn't really invited to it.
Stop it.
So, yes, Dan, of course we want you at the tailgate.
I mean, you have to be invited. He's one of those guys that has to be invited. He's a fill-in on the show.
Well, you know what? You say that, but I guess he's one of these sensitive types, and he needs, you know, a little coddling, and I'd like him to be there. Yes.
We all like a little reassurance every now and then.
Well, you know, I say you want you to be there, and you're like, I don't know if I'm going or not.
I don't.
Well, we could use, you know what else, Dan, would be useful there, too, to take pictures of all the cars parked, because he likes the parking lot.
Yeah, make sure everyone's parked properly. I get it.
So if he gets himself into a good spot, he now takes a photo of it.
Yeah.
And he now disperses this on social media. What does he do with the photo?
No, he keeps it to look back, and it puts a smile on his face when he realizes how good a parking spot he got.
Like a memory. Now, is it the way he got the parking spot or just the actual spot? Like, if it's a nice parallel park, does that add?
It would have to, right? Like,
I don't know.
Would bring back I think if you took a picture of the spot, and then on top of that, you had a real positive parallel parking experience, it would bring back your memory.
I guess so. A positive parallel parking experience. All right. So, I don't agree with this, but I do respect the guy, so I think it's worthy of at least getting into. There's an article on ESPN.com ranking the best, worst 2023 NFL offseasons, which teams improved the most, okay? Now, Bill Barnwell put it out, and it's two parts. So you only see like 16 to 32 or 17 to 32, and then today will be 1 to 16. Do you know where the Giants rank on this, what they did this offseason?
Well, you tease it as terribly,
and I'm honestly shocked and stunned by this ranking. Do you know or do you not know?
Well, I know because I saw it because it was an RJ's premature look at it.
Okay, so then let me just tell you honestly, I think Barnwell is excellent, and I don't think, and you can correct me if you honestly believe I'm wrong. I don't think this is Homer Dave. He looks at the Giants having had the 29th of 32 teams' best or worst offseason? That's nuts.
Well, did you read all of the reasons why?
Yeah. I read the reasons why, but I think it's terrible. I really do. I think the Giants had a terrific offseason.
Yeah, I didn't think they had them 29th. Like, I thought they had a really productive offseason. Thought they had a good draft. But, I mean, he takes more than that into it. Like, he also takes into account the fact that they were, you know, 8-4-1 in one-score games.
Well, that's two different things, no?
Well, I think that's something, but I think it's what he, I mean, I think a lot of people look at that. Just like they look at Minnesota and what Minnesota was in one-score games. And always have this thing before a season starts where which teams kind of pull back. Teams that were playoff teams, which teams, because it happens every year. Teams that make the playoffs don't, and there'll be other teams that fill those spots. And I think there's a lot of people that I've heard recently that have pointed to the Giants as being one of those teams.
But I don't disagree with that. I think that makes a lot of sense. The Giants were, what, like 8-4 in one
eight,
score
four
game?
And one.
Right, 8-4. Yep. 8-4-1 in one score. All right, they tied the one game. So it's like, okay, that's fine. If you want to have that take that the Giants could take a step back record-wise, I think that's more than fair. In fact, I think they probably will, right? What were they, 9-7-1 last year? So I think the Giants are going to go 10-7 or better. That's a big season, especially with the schedule they have, especially with the good fortune they had in close games. But that's different than saying that they didn't have a good offseason. Why couldn't both be true? They can take a step back, and this is what I think is very fair. They can take a step back. I think, in fact, they probably will, and yet they still had a good offseason. Why does it have to be, you know, one and the same?
Oh, because you're doing a list, and as far as Bill Barnwell is concerned, the moves that were made, including probably the biggest one, which was giving Daniel Jones all that money, and he breaks it down as to how many times a game he threw the ball, average distance of his throws and everything else, thinks that you're probably overpaid, unless, of course, Daniel Jones goes out and has a really good season. From what he saw last year, he feels like they paid him too much money. He feels like they also paid Okereke too much money. And with Wandell coming back from the knee, and Waller having injury concerns, like, he points to a bunch of different things. Points out the fact that last year the Giants were ranked 21st in DVOA, and the reason why they won the playoff game, because guess who was worse DVOA? Minnesota, one of the worst. Which is the way how they calculate how each play is more or less successful than the league average. So, I mean, there's a bunch of different reasons why I don't feel the same way. I disagree with him.
Wholeheartedly. Listen, does Waller get hurt? Waller gets hurt. Is he? I mean, he's a legitimate upgrade. He's a very good tight end. When he's healthy, he's one of the best tight ends in football.
Yeah, there's I don't disagree with you. Listen, I'm not making a case that I believe that they have the 29th best offseason. I don't believe that.
So what he's telling me?
Some questions.
Questions is fine, but what he's telling me is that of the 32 teams in the NFL, there are three teams that had worse offseasons than the Giants.
That's right.
Okay. I think that is lunacy.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
"Thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options."
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This episode is brought to you by Folgers Coffee. You're not just any coffee drinker. You're a Folgers coffee drinker. Because for over 170 years, Folgers has been serving up expertly crafted brews that are bold, never bougie. And now there's over 20 varieties to choose from. Damn good coffee roasted in New Orleans. Damn right, it's Folgers. Visit folgerscoffee.com/coffee to shop now.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This is usually when you start to fade out Friday at like 8:45 to the end of the show, so really try to dig deep here, can you?
Well, it's funny. You see what I just did? I mean, look over to your left.
What'd you do?
You thought I was going to the bathroom? No. Coffee.
Smart.
Smart, because I knew you were going to say that, and I said, you know what?
Because it happens every week. And it's not just you. This is an RJ thing also.
Do not.
What?
And I'm telling you right now, RJ is on edge today. It's clear.
Why?
I don't know.
Is he stressed out about the three-day weekend?
No, I think RJ had plans for the three-day weekend that are now going to be all about making sure that the nesting of the home is fully taken care of.
Oh.
Well, it's getting down to it now.
Yeah,
so
he's down to 4 weeks, the nitty-gritty now. I mean, really, in actuality, she could walk into the room at any point and say, RJ, it's time.
Nah, it's a little, they usually go, when you first
I know, the first
late.
One typically goes late, but it could happen.
Yeah, it could, but I think RJ is, RJ, have you been doing the classes?
What, the breathing classes?
Yeah, the Lamaze classes.
Did you do any Lamaze at all?
We've had a briefing. I wouldn't say regularly, no. No, it's
so
not.
So birthing, you don't have the breathing experience. Down.
Well, listen, I bring it up. I say, if Ange wants to go, she says she's, you know, maybe next week. So I go off her schedule.
Very flippant about this. But by the way, is there going to be an epidural involved?
Maybe.
No, not maybe.
Yeah.
Buddy, not maybe.
I don't get involved in these things.
No, get involved with this one. I promise you.
Yeah.
Get involved with this one.
You push the epidural.
Immediately. Yeah, I tell you, you'll get one too.
That's not true, though.
Yeah, well, if you have to get one, get one.
You know what? You tell your back's bothering you as well. You get group epidurals.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm fully supportive of whichever way she wants to take
it. No. See, he doesn't get it. You're not supportive of her not getting the epidural because she's going to be in agony. Do you want to see the woman you love in agony?
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling.
You're going to get yelled at soon.
I'm talking to you as a friend.
It's not going well.
For who?
For you soon.
What do you mean it's not going well for me?
Because.
Rick, I'm trying to give him advice. What am I doing wrong?
She's going to do what she wants to do. That will be how it goes.
Okay.
That's
well,
it.
If she does it au natural, enjoy.
Not going to be a great experience.
Listen, that's
the
probably not.
Changes everything.
It's probably not what we'll do, but I'm just saying, if that's the way
it's
it goes.
On the table.
Yeah, I think me and Dave are just recommending maybe if there's some thought as to, hey, you know, maybe I won't do this. You kind of give her the, you know what? Maybe you should.
Maybe you should.
Be maybe nice for everybody.
Do you want to calmly birth this child or you want to feel like a, you know, a demon is.
I told you the
body.
First. So the first, I think it was Milo. So Milo, we went in and Cass was hell bent on like she wasn't going to do the epidural, thing. So she's in there. She's in agony. And down the hall, you can hear just you screaming. And she's like, now I can tell in her face that she's starting to get a little bit nervous because she's in so much pain.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, listen, I mean, we still have time if it's something that you want to do. She's like, no, I'm fine. Then all of a sudden, like 15 minutes go by and she's like, you know what? I got to do it. I got to get the epidural. I'm like, good idea. Let's do it. So guy comes in to give her the epidural. And the second. It's in and functioning, like everything changes, like her, like just her whole.
Yeah, of course.
All of it, right? Like the pain goes away. And then meanwhile, I'm like kind of in the corner, like just staying out of the way, right? It's a big deal. It's kind of a little scary. So I'm off to the side, just trying to mind my own business. And then the guy who administered the epidural looks over at me and kind of looked at me as if he like might recognize me because I was like, but
what
I kind of like
guy. It's not just some man they found wandering the hospital, is it?
No, of course not.
I would imagine it's a doctor.
Okay, but it was a male or is
okay,
a male
but
doctor?
So the doctor that's administering the epidural.
Yeah. So he looks over and we kind of made eye contact, and I was like, oh, does maybe he recognize me? So I put my head down because I was kind of like just not real interested in getting into a conversation, and I forget what he said. But then out of nowhere, my wife, who was all hopped up on the epidural, was like,
Uh-oh. Oh,
don't let him fool you. He played in the NHL. Like, and she goes on like this whole thing.
She
I was like,
exposed
oh,
you.
No. Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and there you go.
What are you doing?
Yeah, the one salvo I would say is I would highly, highly recommend it. But RJ and Ange, do what makes you happy. All right, so the Giants check in at 29, which I think is comical, to be honest with you. I know you've seen it, so I'm not going to make you play a guessing game. The Jets check in at having the 23rd best offseason in the NFL. What is happening with this list?
I don't know what's happening with the list.
I mean, really?
I don't understand what else you would like the Jets to do. I mean, unless you're just not a big Aaron Rodgers fan and you don't think he's going to, or you gave up. I mean, part of the article is they gave up too much.
Fair enough, but that doesn't make it a bad offseason.
No, I don't think it's a bad offseason. I mean, they gave up a lot, but they gave up a lot to get what they think is a lot, right? I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's one of the great quarterbacks of all time, and I know he's 39 years old, and he's coming off a down season. But compared to what we had, I mean, you want to talk about upgrading a position. How much more could you upgrade a position?
You know what
outside
he doesn't
of,
like?
Outside
he
of getting,
doesn't like all... I think he doesn't love Rodgers, to be honest with you, because he says he was 26th in QBR last year, wedging Rodgers firmly between Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson. For that privilege, they had to do the following. Trade away their second-round pick, move down two spots, pay Rodgers more than any quarterback in NFL history, and hope Rodgers doesn't retire after 2023. It sounds to me like Bill Barnwell does not like the move and what they gave up for Rodgers.
Right. And listen, I mean, I said it at the time, too, the whole pick swap thing. Well, I mean, did we need an offensive lineman? Yeah. I mean, if you watch the video, too, which is crazy, of the Jets, you had the Joe Shane one with Brian Daboll. They released the Jets one, and I was watching that, and Joe Douglas talks about the three players that they liked at that spot. And then, of course, he goes, watch, someone's going to trade up with New England and take the offensive line, take Broderick Jones. And he goes, boom, Pittsburgh, there he goes, gone. So we end up with the pass rusher, which is fine. I mean, but I didn't like that at the time.
Well, I just don't know. Listen, you might like the pass rusher. I think they had a misstep. They wanted and needed an offensive lineman.
Right. So, I mean, that could be a negative. Like, if you wanted to point to negatives this offseason. You know, originally, if you didn't swap picks, you would have had Broderick Jones. But because you did, you didn't get him. And you ended up with Will McDonald. And we'll see, you know, how he fits, the kind of impact that he has. But you're right. You needed an offensive lineman. But my question to Bill Barnwell would be, like, if you have a position of need, if there's a position of weakness on your team that you're looking to upgrade, how could you upgrade a position more than the Jets upgraded their position of need?
I mean, I guess you could have brought in Patrick Mahomes, right?
No, that was a possibility is what I mean.
There was a possibility? Lamar Jackson? Other than that, yeah, probably not. I don't think you could have.
And it wasn't going to be cheap. It was going to cost you. It was going to cost you financially, which is something that he points to. And it was going to cost you compensation to bring him in here.
Of course it was. Listen, he is one of the faces of the NFL who the Jets believe, and a lot of people believe, is still at a very elite level. If he's at that level, you almost can't pay too much, right? If you win the whole thing, do you even care what you gave up to get him?
No, and I'm sure right now they probably don't care either when you start looking at what season ticket sales have done and everything else.
Ticket sales, they're on a million primetime games. Have they announced Hard Knocks yet?
No, not yet.
They're going to have to start filming soon.
Yeah, maybe the Jets are saying, no, we don't want it.
Oh, God, no, they can't say
that. I haven't heard anything yet. RJ Ray, have you heard anything about Hard Knocks yet?
Not a thing.
They do the midseason
June
one, maybe?
Next week.
Next week they announce it?
No, I'm saying it's June next week.
It's going to be here before you know it. They have to make. Maybe they've already decided, and the announcement just has to be made.
Well, the Jets are doing their own like most of these teams do. Their own behind the scenes.
I've seen this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as hard knocks, nothing.
Here's the other thing, though, too, that you can't really put a price tag on, and you're hearing this already coming out of the OTAs, is how he's changed the standard, and you know how like. When you bring someone in that's won a championship or someone that's at that level, it changes everything in the building, like what the expectations are, what the expectations should be for how things are done.
Yeah, he's changed the narrative around this organization.
But I also think it changes what the expectations are for the players and how they should do things.
They're going to be held to a higher standard.
Which I think will carry on after Aaron Rodgers is gone, hopefully.
Well, if you get that, if it changes kind of the narrative of the organization, that's a big win on levels you might not even anticipate right now.
Well, what do you think it does for the team, though, too?
I mean, it changes everything.
Well, but if they're sitting there preaching to you that we're going to do whatever it takes, like we want you as players to do whatever it takes to win, and then you come back into the season with Zach Wilson as the quarterback, and they're not doing everything they can.
You lost the locker room last year when you tried to play Zach Wilson. Can we go to a call?
We can do whatever you want.
Let's do it quickly. Let's go to Brian in the Bronx. Brian, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. RJ, please listen to these guys do the epidural. It's quite necessary. And also, the one thing you could be selfish about is get yourself the fattest sandwich you can get. Because I had to do 28 hours, and I was eating cheese and crackers for 28 hours. I did not prepare well.
28 hours.
Get yourself a sandwich.
I ate so many graham crackers. So good.
They're meant for the patients. Brian, go ahead with the Jets.
I kind of agree with this list. I'm not going to blame the Jets because I think the Steelers got our guy, but offensive line was abysmal last year, and they only addressed it with a second-round pick. I think they needed to add to this offensive line because now we're banking on Mekhi Becton, who obviously we know now he's not very happy with the Jets, and he's unproven. So I think the list is – and we haven't signed Quinnen Williams yet. So if we're talking about offseason to date.
Brian, you're going to sign. Listen, I didn't like the fact that we got jumped up by Pittsburgh when we had with the pick swap. I agree with you 100%. But as far as the offensive line is concerned, you got Dwayne Brown. Hopefully he can stay healthy. I know he's older. But you also remember, AVT came back, and AVT showed last year he's capable of playing tackle. So, God forbid, Mekhi Becton doesn't work and Dwayne Brown gets hurt, you could still take Tippmann, who's supposed to be the center, and move him to guard and move AVT to tackle if you have to.
And they play, McGovern at center?
And McGovern will be the center.
Right. Yeah, it's a possibility. I will say this, and we got a break, but I will say this. Offensive line is something that you're very aware of with the Jets.
Of course.
Yeah,
It's probably the most important thing.
Yeah, and it's very uncertain. So we will monitor that as the season gets rolling.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.